Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. We are in Masechta Krisis, Perek Vav, Mishnah is Vav, and Zion says, the Mishnah is follows, HaMafer Shnei Shloim L'Hashem, what if I separate the amount of money the way for an Hashem the way that I'm supposed to? V'lokach b'em Shtei Elim L'Hashem, and I purchase two Elim with the two Shloim. For an Hashem, Simhay Echad Mehem Yafe Shtei Shloim, right? If at the time that I got ready to bring the carbon, one was worth two shloim. So yikarv la'ashamo. So even though at the time I bought it, it was only worth a sela, still, since now it's worth two shloim, it's kosher to be a carbon. And the second one, since I used the money that was set aside for an asham, but I don't need it anymore, so it should run around until a mum falls onto it, and then it should be sold. And the money that is brought should be brought, should be used to buy a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, a carbon nedava. Lakach bahem, shnei elim l'chulim, but what if I use the $2 that I set aside to buy the asham, and I buy two rams, right? And I don't establish them for a carbon. I decide I'm going to eat them, which means that what? I have to pay because I was mo behektish. And so the price is karen v'chomesh. I have to pay the karen and the chomesh, right? So the Mishnah says, "Echad and now echad yafesh deislam veechad yafeh asarazuz." One is now the price went up; it's worth the minimum amount for a carbon. The other one is the amount of paying the chomish. So hayafesh deislam yikarv la'ashamo. Let the two, the one that's worth two slime, let that be the asham, and let the second one lemiila. So bring that second one as a carbon meila, right? Since I would have been chayev. And I would now, instead of bringing the one carbon, I was supposed to bring the asham, I'll be able to take care of both, right? Using both rams. So echad l'asham, echad l'chulin. What if one I bought for an asham using asham money, the other I used to buy a regular animal for my own use? Simhayishal asham yafesh shalom yikarv l'ashamo. If the one that you used to buy an asham is worth two slime, then it's good enough. Use it to take care of your asham. Vasheni, in the second one, which you used for chulin, if it's now worth enough to be worth the minimum amount necessary for an asham, which is two slime, then use that to pay for your asham me'ilos, the me'ilos, so bi'avi'ima, sela b'chumsha, and then you also have to pay a sela b'chomesh, because you use the process of me'ilos, so you have to pay karen chomesh ve'asham, and if you were to do that, you would be able to fulfill your obligations. Now, the Mishnah also continues, ha'mafresh chataso v'meis, what if a person separates a carbon, and that carbon is supposed to be a chatas, and the animal dies before you bring the chatas. Another person, your child who inherits, right, cannot bring the chatas on behalf of the person who passed. And if a person turns around and he separates an animal for a carbon chatas and he does a different avera, so you can't turn around and replace one avera for another one. Afilu achilv shachal emish lo yivena achilv shachal ayom. And also a carbon you separated yesterday for eating chilv, you can't do if you eat chilv today. Shneimar carbono achatas soshe carbono l'shem cheto. The carbon has to be set aside specifically for the avera today. Once you designate it for a different process, now all of a sudden it's not a good chatas as well. A person has to make it his or her business to realize when you establish a carbon over a chet, that carbon is attached to that chet for that person, not for anything else. Have a wonderful, terrific day.